Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From the newsroom to the nursery, we're juggling a demanding career on live TV with the demands of motherhood. I'm Katie.
And I'm Karen.
They are Anchor Moms.
Friends, welcome to another episode of Anchor Moms, the podcast. As always, we appreciate you. Thanks for turning us on.
Thanks for listening.
Fine morning or afternoon or evening or midnight. Perhaps it's the middle of the night. Maybe you're a morning anchor and you're doing your makeup right now.
And it's 2 a.m.
That's when you listen to your podcast. Oh, wait, that's me. Okay, never mind.
Maybe some other morning anchors listen.
I don't know. That's when I listen to my podcast.
Yeah.
That's when I'm doing my makeup in the morning.
So listen, remember how we talked about the devastating news that my house cleaning, my cleaning lady quietly quit us?
Yes.
She quietly quit us.
Yes.
And look, like, I will not lie, Katie, you, like, I cannot invite you over to our house until we get a new cleaning lady. It is atrocious.
I'm gonna ask Brian, didn't Brian just go over to your house?
I was like, did everyone stay outside? Hopefully they stayed outside. He was like, yeah. I kept everyone in the backyard. I was like, phew. It was bad. And I mean, I'm trying to like clean when I can. But anyway, so I've been asking all of my friends, who are your cleaning ladies? And unfortunately, like, it's like a hairdresser or like a physician. I don't know. Like, it's hard to get in with these people. A lot of people aren't taking new clients, new families, whatever. So I finally texted I was texting a lot of people yesterday, and then this morning, I got a text back from a friend's cleaning lady who said, I think I might be interested. Let me know what your scheduling needs are.
What?
Katie, I screamed out loud. You thought that, like, my kid, like, I finally got Sam into a daycare.
Yeah.
Like, literally, that was the same excitement level. I was like, yes! Equal. Yes! Yeah. Woohoo! So, I think we might, I mean, it sounds like she's very busy, so we may have to just, I literally want to be like, I will take you whenever you can take me.
Do you want to come at 10 o'clock on Friday night?
You can literally come anytime you want.
Yeah.
If you wanted to come at 3 in the morning, I would wake up and, like, drink coffee while you cleaned, if that made you. Like, I don't even care. When you come, what day, you can give me no notice. Like, whatever you want to do, just come clean my house, please.
So it's happening.
I think it's happening. I'll keep you updated, but, like, so far, I want
an update. Yeah.
Isn't it crazy that, like, my life is in a place where to live without a cleaning lady, how, like, first world problem, right?
Yeah.
But, like, I just don't know that I could do it. Gregory's freaking out about it. I'm freaking out. Like, we're like, we gotta get a cleaning lady. We gotta get somebody in here.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. It did feel like not a natural reaction to that type of news. Like, I was screaming.
It was like, this is like,
I won the lottery, basically.
This is 40. When you confirm that somebody may be just interested in cleaning your house.
Yes, interested in cleaning your house, and you haven't had a cleaning lady in 3 months, you're like, woohoo!
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad. I hope it all
works
out.
We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
I thought this first article was really funny.
I mean, I think it's really funny because you have four kids. That's why you think this article is funny. Like, I was like, so Karen, like, did this rundown, and I was like, oh, what's this article? And it's like three paragraphs, and I was like, maybe not even. Like, I was
it's a short one.
It took me, you know, 10 and a half seconds to read it, and I was like, I think Karen likes this article because she has four kids, too. Yeah.
So it's called Don't Have Four of Them, Andrew Murray Offers Parenting Advice. So this is like the tennis star, right?
Yeah.
And who everyone follows on Twitter and all the social media because he's like an amazing tennis player. I didn't realize he had four kids, but it talks about how he was like sitting at a tournament, you know, staying home, taking care of his kids, and he like posted on Twitter, little parenting tip for any new parent out there, .. don't have four of them.
Yeah. And he's, like, not been apparently he's been playing somewhat poorly. And so that was his, like,
so, like,
he's just, like,
maybe you do have four kids if you want to blame them on, like, why you're skipping a tournament.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think what you're saying is it's, like, refreshing to see, like, that even professional athletes who have four kids are, like,
I would think could, like, hire whatever child care they want because he's, like, a bumajillionaire, right?
Yeah.
It's still like, no, this is a lot.
Yeah.
Like, even if we had enough money to hire more help, we would still be like, whew, why'd we have four kids?
Even if you were a professional tennis player, you would be.
Because, I mean, that was, like, another thought that I had in my career choice.
Is to be a tennis pro? Well, you know, I'm so glad that you didn't, because here we are in a 4x4 booth. Recording Anchor Mom. I mean, we're podcasting.
Thank goodness I'm an Anchor Mom instead.
What's better, an Anchor Mom or a professional tennis player? You choose.
Yeah. I like him, though. I always think he's, like, a good guy.
He's, like, cute. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I always think it's funny when, or I just appreciate it, I guess, when, like I said, celebrities, people who, like, you feel like have it all are like, no.
Celebrities, they're just like me.
I'm just like you.
Yeah.
I'm also, like, realizing why did I have four kids. It's good. A lot. It's a lot to handle.
Mom's the word.
My mom's, this is, I got River this for her birthday.
Ooh, okay.
And I think it's because if you have, like, kids probably, like, in that 4 to 5, maybe 6 range, I don't know. River is always like, what time is it? What time will the babysitter be here? What time are we going to the pool? What time is soccer? And you're always like, 12:30. And she's like, okay.
I don't know what that means.
But also, when is 12:30? And I'm like, okay, look at the clock. When is a 12 and a 3:0? Okay. But also, when will it be 12:30? You know, like, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
So I got her. I saw this. And you can get them a couple of different places. It's like a preschool. They make an elementary school one, too. But since River's just going into kindergarten, I got her the preschool one.
I like this already.
Yes. Yeah. It's $25 on Instagram, or I mean on Amazon, sorry, this certain one, and the animals are the hours, like there's no numbers on it, the animals are the hours.
So it's like owl o'clock.
Exactly, and the colors are the minutes, so in other words, it's like, you know, you can say to, so it's not digital, like the other point is like kids, I guess in this day and age, like become very adept at reading digital clocks, but not so much clocks with hands. I don't know.
Right, whatever.
So this is where you can say, like, River, like, at 12:30 are swim lessons. And so, like, the pig and the blue, when this hand is on the pig and this hand is on the, like, the blue, that's when it's, like, time
blue
to go.
Blue pig,
to swim
it's time to go.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah.
I'm kind of, like, excited about it just because I think she's going to be interested in it. Like I said, because we have so many. I mean, I don't know if your kids are, like, every day she's like, is kindergarten today? It's a couple of months. Well, like, how many hours is that? You know, and you're like, one of the other things I did is get her, like, one of those, like, block wooden calendars, too, because I'm like, like, thank God I'm not a, like, preschool teacher or kindergarten teacher, because I would be like, 5 days!
Stop asking!
It's 5 days! Or, like, her birthday's coming up. She's like, so, 2 more days. Nope.
No, my kids are the same way. I don't know when they, I mean, I think Ella is starting to learn a little bit more, but I don't know when they start to comprehend it. But, like, Bennett's switching preschools next, you know, this fall, right? And it's June.
Yeah.
And she's like, so I'm going to the new school tomorrow?
Right.
I'm like, no, like, at the next school year.
Right.
She's like, so next year?
Right.
And I'm like, no, like, it's just so, like, anything that's not,
like, tomorrow.
They have
no concept of time.
You know,
whatsoever.
The other, this is semi unrelated, but Bennett also says yesternight.
Oh.
All the time. She's like, well, that happened yesternight. But,
like,
it's not even just last night. It's like any night that was in the past is yesternight.
Yesternight, yes.
And I'm like,
because, like, you can see their little brains are trying to figure out the concept. They're trying. But it's,
yes, and it's hilarious to me that sometimes you'll be like, yeah, that just happened, like, yesternight. And it's, like, a random memory from a night, like, a year and a half ago.
Right.
And you're like, wow. So that in your head is, like, the same time period as, like, yesterday.
Right.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I like this. I want to hear how it works because it sounds like something I would buy.
I'll let you know. Is this me? Is this me?
I thought you would like this article because it's about you.
I know.
Who?
Princess Kate
Basically, all of these are celebrities. Like, the, I was just in,
I know,
like, a celebrity,
I was like,
mode.
I noticed.
I don't know.
Okay. Which is, like, very unlike you. Are you okay?
I don't know.
This next one comes from, I don't know, Marca.com. I don't know what that is. But this is, Kate Middleton is clashing with her father-in-law, King Charles III, over parenting styles.
I thought this was interesting.
Because, you know, she is raising the future king, Prince George, their oldest.
Who's nine.
Who's nine. Mm-hmm. And Prince Charles, or King Charles, rather, now, is – it's, they're not very specific with what they're clashing over. But apparently King Charles, like, wants Prince George to maybe go to, like, an expensive, faraway elite boarding school and to be raised very similar to how he was raised and how William – was raised, because they're like, you know, they were kings and future kings, and Kate is putting her foot down. Yeah.
Apparently, Charles is like too old fashioned in his parenting.
But are, like, you really surprised about that?
No, but listen, it just made me think. Like, can we take a minute and be grateful for, like, our parenting situation? Like, at least we're not raising future royalty. That sounds right. So stressful. I'm like, you know, any you know, differing opinions that I have with my, like,
right,
in-laws or my parents over parenting, you know, I can't imagine if it was, like, amplified by, like, royalhood.
Right. Oh, but he's also the heir to the throne.
Yeah. Like, can you imagine? Yeah. Like, my mom's like, oh, you should maybe do this. And I'm like, ah, maybe not.
Two things. I wrote, like, oh, in other words, the royals are just like us. They, too, don't always see eye to eye with their in-laws. Like, even when you're a royal, even when you're a princess.
And I think it just also speaks to, like, there is, I think, a pretty big generational gap between how parents parented and the generation before us to now.
Yeah.
And maybe people always say that, but for some reason to me, it feels like a bigger gap.
Yeah.
I just feel like our generation is attacking parenting much differently.
Yeah, and we've had articles on this about how we're, like, much more intentional with our parenting, that I think, than previous generations. The other thing...
Which, you know, makes me laugh, because, like, our parents had to have done a great job, because we're all fine,
obviously.
Right?
Also, you know, coming on the heels of, like, this coronation business, and it is true, like, poor Prince George, 9 years old, played, like, a pretty big part. And then, of course, they have, like, Louis is River's age, and then they have, like, a queen, I think Princess Charlotte is, like, somewhere in the middle there. Mm-hmm. Like, they all played a role, and, like, the anxiety of, like, if you ever take, like, I take River out to a restaurant, and I'm like, you better behave. Mm-hmm. Like, we got to, you know.
Can you, like, imagine?
No. Like, national television.
That, like,
not
everyone in the whole world is watching how your children are behaving.
Yeah. Like, that is
never
very stressful.
I would never take them to any of,
like, if I'm Princess Kate, like, I hope she had, like, a couple of shots before those. I mean, that would be the only way I could get through it. I get stressed about, like, family pictures.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, anytime you take your, like, I'm so glad that the paparazzi isn't watching me every time I take my kids out.
Whew. Stressful.
This last article I just thought was fascinating. This is more of, like, a newsy article.
I know, we went from, like, Kate Middleton
celebrities
and, like, celebrity
to, like, hard
trash
news
to, like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All over the place today, folks. I feel like it's my very typical of my life right now. Like, this rundown, like, is very reflective of, like,
trash, celebrity, fun. Oh.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
All over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So the Texas legislature just passed a bill to offer new moms a year of Medicaid coverage. I love this. I didn't realize, and to be honest, I don't know what the North Carolina. Just passed Medicaid expansion. So, but they only had 2 months of coverage previously, and now it's been extended to 1 year. Shocking to me. 1 in 4 women who are of childbearing age have no access to health insurance outside of pregnancy. So this really is huge when it comes to these
moms. So in other words, they get Medicaid during when they're pregnant, and it sounds like 2 months
postpartum.
And then 2 months after,
and then it cuts off.
Which is crazy town.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about before, and we all know that, you know, our health care situation here is just seems bonkers when you look at other countries.
Yeah,
but
I've seen people on, like, some mom groups, you know, online mom groups, like, talking about this, like, hey, like, tell me if this is normal. I, like, lost my Medicaid, like, a couple of weeks ago, and I can't afford to go to the doctor. But, like, did you have some of these, like, postpartum, like, symptoms? And people are like, what? Like, you have to go to the doctor. And they're like, I can't afford to go to the doctor.
Like, 2 months? I mean, I know if you – I mean, I've only had C-sections. But, like, I think, like, you know, the second follow-up visit is after 2 months.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's not – you know what I mean? Like, that's, like, you're still recovering from a major abdominal surgery.
Yeah.
This also is happening as, you know, COVID extensions are ending in a lot of places still. So it's like, would have been very detrimental. I put this in here and I want to talk about this because I like the, well, I say this as, of course, there's a whole nother can of worms with abortion bans and that sort of stuff happening. But aside from that, I do think that there are some places and some lawmakers and some people having more discussions about, like, let's take care of these moms.
Yeah.
And so I was just so glad to see that no matter how you fall politically, there is change happening in the right direction in this case of let's extend coverage right. and give moms what they deserve right. after they have a baby.
Right.
And just to know that there's that many women who lose their coverage, oh my gosh.
I think there's a whole underbelly of that stuff that, you know, if you are privileged enough to have health insurance and mm-hmm. a full-time job and mm-hmm. access to all that stuff that you just don't know about. It's unfortunate. Yeah.
It is, yeah. So, A, we should be glad that we have health insurance, and B, at least, you know, in some places it sounds like people are, lawmakers are talking about this and trying to make positive change. Right. So.
Win of the week.
Do you remember a couple of weeks ago, I was getting on a plane with all four of my children.
Oh, yeah. We remember.
Whew. So I want to give it just a little quick recap. I'm saying this as a win because we survived.
Yeah.
Right? We survived. Here's what I will say. I think a direct 1.5 hour flight was the absolute max. Like, I think if we had, like, tried to do a layover or it had been any longer of a flight, we probably would have crashed and
yeah.
burned. Like, it was. But we survived. The hilarious part, you know, of course our kids were so excited and
yes.
get on the plane and they're all, like, into it. The funniest thing, I'd you know, went to the dollar store, as we mentioned, to, like, get activity books and
right.
snacks and, like,
right.
whatever I can do to, like, make sure you behave on this flight. And I'd gotten this deck of, like, flashcards with, like, colors and numbers, like Mickey Mouse. And I gave it to Bennett and she was so excited. We're literally taking off, and she somehow drops the entire deck.
Oh, no.
And, like, you can imagine. I mean, it's literally the absolute worst
yeah.
moment when we're, like, you know, the
right.
most inclined as possible.
Right.
And all of the cars just go sliding down the aisle, and I, like, look behind, and you can see, like, all the parents, like, rolling, or people, like, rolling their
yeah.
eyes. And, like, I'm, like, sticking my foot out. You know, you got to stay buckled.
Yeah.
I'm, like, trying to,
yeah.
like, stop as many
right.
as I can. It was hilarious. And the other really funny thing that happened was, Sam did great, but he did not want to, like, the worst parts of the flights were when we had to keep, like, you know, and they came over and were like, you have to have him seated on your lap
uh-huh.
for takeoff and landing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I mean, do you want to try? Like,
yeah.
this kid will not sit on my lap,
yeah.
Like, ever, if he's supposed to, right? So we did our best, but, like, in between those times, we were just kind of trying to, like, let him walk around.
Yeah.
And so we were going up and down the aisle. It was so hilarious, Katie. He was... You know, he's in that stage where he just wants to, like, be social and he's
yeah.
very awkward. He, like, gets right up in your face and, like, doesn't understand that it's
right.
weird to, like, stare at somebody.
Right, right.
So he's, like, walking down the aisle every single row. Hi. 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 And if they're, you know, if they're awake and they see him, they're like, oh, cute.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
And then he moves on. If they're asleep,
he still
don't worry.
It.
Hi. 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 Like, literally until they woke up. And I was like, oh, my God. And I, like, couldn't get him to, like, keep going. Like, he had to say hi and
well,
make eye contact with every person
have, like,
on that plane.
A happy, friendly baby than a crying baby on a plane. So
I guess. I mean, he didn't cry too much on the first flight. The second flight was worse. But, yeah. But it was just, it was really hilarious. Like, he would not let it go. Like, I'm going to go to
I'm make sure I
row
say hello
17
to everyone.
And do ABC. Okay?
Yeah.
Row 18, ABC. Like, you have got to, like, reciprocate my hello.
Make eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tell me I'm cute.
Yes.
Okay, now I can move
Good.
To the next row.
Good.
But there was one guy who was, like, dead asleep, and Sam was not letting it go.
Sam was
like, I'm going to
Hello.
Say hi as loud as possible until you understand that I'm speaking to you.
Well, I'm glad that it was very
it was
successful.
Hilarious. We survived. It, you know, the nice thing is it was a short flight, like I said.
Yeah.
I don't think we were, like, going to Europe anytime soon.
Right. Save that for next year.
We survived, and it's nice to know that, like, okay, we checked it off. We can do it if need be. I mean, the people on our plane might not agree, but we...
But you agree. That's the only thing that matters.
Anyway, hope you have a good week.
Bye, guys.
And we'll see you next time.
Anchor Moms, the podcast.
Thanks for listening.